Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I don't think I'll ever tire of saving that, because I so much want you to hear the Gospels. I so much want you to begin to understand the power of Scripture more thoroughly, because that word is living. That's what Scripture tells us, that His word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. His word can pierce our bones right into our marrow, and it changes us forever. And you say, oh, well, you're good. It happened to you, but it didn't happen to me. Well, ask Him for it. Start reading the Scriptures. Start walking with Him, praying with Him, and thanking Him for what He has done for you. Do that every day. Go to Mass as often as you can. The more you do, the more you will be drawn to the heart of Christ. And that's what we want to be. We want to dwell within the heart of Christ. It takes dying of many things to us, but the reward is absolutely unbelievable. You can't count it. So let us pray that we may draw closer to God. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, and this is so important because I often think, when I was a child and I had to have an operation or two, I can't imagine what it was like for my mother and dad. And I was getting the best of care. But brothers and sisters, God did it for us all. Wherever we were, wherever we are, whatever we think, do, He died for you. And you want to make sure that you come into a place where you are grateful for it. You don't have to just say, thank you all day, every day, and that'll get you to heaven. No. But what you can do is every day, thank Him. Just say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your presence, though I can't see you. Thank you for your body and your blood that saved my life. Thank you. Lord Jesus, help me to follow you even more. So let's take a look at the readings for today, Our Lady of Sorrows. The opening prayer says this, O God, who willed that when your Son was lifted high on the cross, His mother should stand close by and share His suffering. Can you imagine what her suffering was like? Grant that your church, participating with the Virgin Mary in the Passion of Christ, may merit a share in His resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. So let's take a look at the readings now. The first is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, He offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save Him from death, and He was heard because of His reverence. Son though He was, He learned obedience from what He suffered. And when He was made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him. Jesus died the agony of the cross with His mother there, not able to do anything but stand there with Him. Think of that. Think of her agony. Not only Christ, which is enormous, but the mother's agony. Many of you know what that's like as a mother. Your child dies or your child is very ill. You know what cost that is for you. And here's Jesus and He's being crucified on a cross. Blood pouring everywhere. He gave it all for you and for me. And so Psalm 31 says, Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. In you I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. You will free me from the snare they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. How great is your goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you. That means, fear you means to revere you, to put God first in our lives, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. And then we take a look at the gospel for today. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. And let me, too, share with you the quote that is given before the gospel is read. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary. Without dying, you won the martyr's crown beneath the cross of the Lord. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine yourself, if you have children, standing at the foot of a cross for 3 hours or more of great agony? She never left him. Can you imagine that? One day we may see her. We want to see her. Are you thanking her for what she did for her part in his son's death? My goodness, brothers and sisters, please open your hearts more. Don't just live this life. Look what's coming. Joy, satisfaction, delight, reunion, and love that is incomparable. That's what's given to us if we follow him. Are you following him? Do you need to forgive anybody? Do you need to seek forgiveness from anybody? Please do it today. Please do it now. Ask God for grace. And the Gospel of John, which again is very short, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." He was giving his mother into the care of John, where there he was dying on a cross, and he was thinking not so much of himself, but for the care of his mother. "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Brothers and sisters, how close are we to God? How much do we love him? Or is it just that we give him a token word of prayer when we go to Mass on Sunday, and we don't pay much attention at Mass? And yet God gave his life, his birth, his life, his horrific death for you and for me. We need to become, and I want to say this to all Catholics, we need to become a people more and more who know how much is due to God, our gratitude to God for what he has done to make a way for us, including his own life, the suffering of his mother and others. Think of that. Not only in life did he suffer, but in death he suffered. And his mother suffered with him. Brothers and sisters, we want to be grateful for that. Grateful in any way we can. Certainly every day say to the Lord, "Lord, thank you for giving me life today. Thank you for your life given for me and for all those I love." Something like that. Or you can compose a prayer of your own, but thank him. That wasn't just something that happened thousands of years ago. That's something that for us is new. It's for our lives, not just for our ancestors' lives, but for our lives. I always thought my grandmother would go right to heaven, but did I follow her in the way I lived my life? We need to ask ourselves, or to show it in some other way that we think is good for us and needed for us to do. But find a way every day. I'm going to put this before you. Find every day a moment to say, thank you, Lord. You can do it for anything. Just thank you, Lord, now I can go to sleep. Or thank you, Lord, now I can get up. Or whatever it may be at work, a difficulty and you were able to handle it. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you for hope. Just stop for a moment. And a mother at home with children who's very tired, who would like to sit down and relax, but she has two or three children there and she has to be there for them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God has given us life. Let us be grateful people, a grateful people in every way we can. If you're talented in gifts, write music, write a book, speak somewhere, and speak of how much gratitude we owe Jesus and his mother for what they did for us. Brothers and sisters, I want us to become a people of gratitude. I think I'm going to change the name of the program to Program for Gratitude. No, not really. But I just want to say to you, the older I get, the more I realize how much gratitude I have for people. And some of those people have died, but I'm thanking them now. Even if I should have thanked them more when they were in living, but at least I've made up for it and thanked them now. And they will know that. God will know that. But I spend time every day just to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for giving me good friends. Thank you for giving me a great family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my brother, for my sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us open our hearts to him and thank him for what he has given us, for the kindness that he has bestowed on us. Even in the difficult times, they can bring good out of them. So, brothers and sisters, I'll say more to that in another program, but right now, let me just say, once again, please may we become a thankful people for all that God and his Blessed Mother have done for us. Please, please become grateful. Not just to say the words, but truly be grateful. Ask God for grace to learn how to really be thankful for what God has done for you. And in fact, what I'll do for the next 2 days is when I go to Mass is to offer my Masses for you. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.